The QU-Yale men's ice hockey game is the largest school-wide event of the year. Bobcat fans lined up in front of the TD Bank Sports Center over 2 hours prior to last Saturday's Battle of Whitney Avenue matchup. But what makes the QU rivalry so important to the students? Sophomore student Andrew McDermott weighed in.
Well, I think part of it's definitely the culture that we bring students in. From being a tour guide, I can admit sometimes when the student doesn't really seem that interested in sports, when the prospective student doesn't seem that interested in sports, we just say, you know, we don't have a football team, but we have a hockey team, and the biggest game of the year is the Yale game at the end of the year. It's great because they're right down the block. So definitely coming in as a freshman, you get that impression, and, you know, once you go to the game, and it's actually full of students, and you see all the cheering and everything, it makes you want to go back next year.
Senior Tommy Ruth has been to his share of QU Yale hockey games. He suspected it was because of the close proximity.
I think the reason why QU and Yale have a big rivalry is because we're right down the road. We're very close in proximity. QU students always go down to New Haven to go, whether it's the nightlife or just to go shopping, and they see the Yale memorabilia.
Senior Andrew Fletcher has attended every home game this year and nearly all in his collegiate career. He had trouble putting himself in the minds of other fans who did not attend the games.
I know I went to the Harvard game earlier this year. Fans lined up for that too, just because it's a big name, Harvard. I guess it has to deal with the name. Like, people aren't going to care about seeing Clarkson or St. Lawrence. They care about Cornell, Harvard, Yale. So that definitely has something to do with it. But the team was good this year, earlier in the year, and people still weren't going to games.